When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wow, what a day. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We're live at the Rangers Toy Drive. Nathaniel Lowe is going to join you coming up at 4:50, right here on your home of the 2023 World Series champions. They're going to have autographs. Just bring a $15 unwrapped toy here to the Globe Inn or through a fan shop on the North End, and you'll be in. You'll get a Rangers ticket, and you'll have access to everything going down here this evening. The doors just opened 1 minute ago. All righty. So much is going on. I mean, Jalen Hurts is talking, says we're good with A.J. Brown. You got Chuck Cooperstein and Ed Werder slugging it out on Twitter. That's great theater. All that's coming up. The Rangers making three signings. They got a reliever along with Eovaldi and Jake Berger. So it's a really fun day here. This Webb with a 3.02 ERA last year pitched 56 innings and struck out 58 dudes for Baltimore in 2024. So they need a couple of bullpen pieces still, Brian.
They do.
But it's coming together nicely.
Here you go.
Brought us with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one today. Hey, Eric, did you kind of have some vibes when you're walking through the front of this the stadium over here by the Nolan Ryan statue? Did you have some championship vibes, like
parade day?
Parade day.
Yeah. I was reminiscing on what is one of the single greatest days of my entire existence.
I was just walking through there, and I kind of was like, I somewhat remember what happened, and I remember where the margarita bottle was. I remember where the guys with the Budweiser were. I remember where the guys with the Shiners were. You know, it was bringing back some.
Yeah.
It was bringing back some really cool memories of just being out here and being out in the front by the Nolan Ryan statue and all that.
Just a crowd of Rangers fans,
just
hyped,
awesome,
pure
so
euphoria
awesome.
Across the board.
I'll tell you, they got quite a line out here.
There's
folks,
a lot of fans,
but
here.
It's very organized. Just bring a toy and you can get on into this place and come by and say hello to us, and we'll do the same. So, let me focus a little bit on this. Carolina Panther offense. I'll tell you what I did with Carolina Panthers. I really went back to the last five games. I didn't bother. Usually I try and take this thing all the way. Well, okay, what are some of the trends? What are some of the things that we've seen? It's a different football team the way they played now. The last 3 weeks with them, with Kansas City, with Tampa, Philadelphia, they've been a much better football team offensively. Matter of fact, the last five games, Panthers 2-3. You know, could have won a couple more of those games.
Could have won all of them, maybe.
With the way that they're playing. But their quarterback is playing much better after sitting down. Now, what you're going to get from Carolina is, and I didn't know a lot about this Dave Kanellis. You know, I knew he did some good things at Tampa Bay, but I really didn't know what kind of scheme that he's going to play. He's really big into play action, and he's really big into crossing routes. He's into like wide receiver delays, and I mean delay and bunch formation and then kind of scatter and kind of confuse you a little bit when it comes to having to play some coverage. They play a really condensed offense. And I mean condensed by three wide receivers on one side, a receiver on the other side, single back, but it's a really tight group.
Receivers aren't going out to the
sideline. No, it's not. Yeah, it's not spread out. So what they do is they make you condensed as well to have to play that way. And so they've done a really nice job the last several weeks of being able to take that and then make teams have to try and match up with them. They don't have big name wide receivers. That's,
Thielen.
Thielen is their guy. When you start to talk about, they've traded away a couple of wide receivers at the deadline, but they're a group that's actually, if you watch them how they play, they've done a pretty good job of getting open, done a good job of catching the football the last five games. This kid's averaging 250 yards a game passing the ball. And there was a time there where I wouldn't think he could get 50 yards passing the ball, how bad things were. Kind of have an offensive line that's a little bit a bunch of bullies, not some big name guys. What you're going to have to do with them is they thrive on just their ability to play with some power. So they're going to come off the ball. They're going to try and get into you. They got a back in Chuba Hubbard that's going to be a physical back that you're back to. The Cowboys are having to deal with a back that can legitimately run the ball, averaging 4.7 yards a carry. What I have noticed in, when you watch him play, though, he's had his success against teams that are poor run defending teams.
Okay.
So mark the Cowboys as a team that has had their struggles with run defense. But if you look at what he has done, carrying the football, he's punished some teams like the Giants, the Bears, the Bengals, the Chargers, the Raiders. And now look at the Cowboys. Yes, the Cowboys have improved in some areas since the early games. Dallas is still the fourth worst in the NFL when it allows yards. But you're looking at yards per carry. So I wouldn't anticipate that the Panthers doing anything other really than trying to run the football here. Mm-hmm. And trying to see how good Dallas is. We've seen him play better, against the Giants. We saw him play better against the Commanders. Last week against the Bengals, there was some times where it wasn't 100 or 120 yard game or anything like that. But they had some positive runs.
It's interesting, Brian. Because they're getting like 280 in the air over the last three games. Now, yeah. I'm just seeing the stat on that and some highlights.
Yeah.
And with just Thielen, where's all that production coming from?
Yeah, what they're doing is, though, their wide receivers, they've got Leggett, who is a rookie. And he's their most targeted guy. But, it's funny, Thielen was out. And then now he's come back, but he's their most reliable guy.
Okay.
So they have a rookie who's a high target, a very reliable player in Thielen, and they have another receiver named Moore that also makes these contested catches and stuff. So this guy, it's kind of like when watching Dak play. Remember all the contested catches? These receivers don't have great speed. So they have to try and scheme them open, and that's what I was talking about, the bunch formations, movement, and then, back and forth kind of stuff. And that's really where the production has come. It's, where Young really works. And I was kind of watching this. I'm like, okay, let me see. Breakdown. Give me the breakdowns of where he's throwing the ball. It's hitches. It's outs. And if you look at what the Cowboys last week against, having to deal with Chase, 10 of his receptions was out routes, outbreaking routes, like 112 yards, two touchdowns. Dallas didn't particularly cover out routes very well last week. And, maybe that's something that you'll find out that the Bengals, or excuse me, I keep saying the Bengals, but the Panthers will watch this tape and they'll say, okay, how do you attack Dallas? Dallas can play zone, just keep running outs. They're not going to drive on the ball. So that's something that you have to be ready for. The hitches, the outs, and the goes. That's pretty much been how the Panthers have been able to attack their opponents. I'll say this about the quarterback. He's had some really big halves. When I was watching the tape, against the Buccaneers, he started the game against the Bucs. He was 10 of 18 for 177 yards. Against Kansas City, he was 15 of 26 for 186 yards. This guy's had some big halves.
Are they first half for both?
First half for both.
Okay.
And so they've had a little bit. Maybe this is why they're losing some of these games, is because they haven't been able to finish like they need to finish. But he's had some big halves since he's come back from, being benched. So Dallas has got to be ready for that.
Since
for sure.
Andy Dalton got into a fender bender and afforded Bryce Young the opportunity to play more football.
He's playing better ball.
Dave Canales was credited a lot last year for Baker Mayfield's resurgence, getting the ball out quickly.
Yep.
Is it very much so trying to get the ball out quick?
It's trying to get the ball out quick, but it doesn't – there's still those times where this guy
– buys time.
Is not sure. He's still kind of – but I will say this. He's done a much better job when – it used to be when you pressured him, it was thrown up for grabs. It was not going to be – it was just – I'm going to throw it up and hope my guys can make a play. He's been more accurate with his throws when having to face pressure.
That Chiefs game, watching that Chiefs game, it felt like he was under duress quite a bit, and he was standing short in the pocket.
But
slinging it.
Yeah.
The one player that kind of flashed to me watching Carolina was their tight end, Tommy Tremble, 82.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
Tommy Tremble, though, remember, we were watching him in the draft. Yeah. South Carolina, I believe, is where he was out of. They've done a pretty good job with, you know, using these tight ends. What's funny is what I've really noticed about the tight ends is how they block.
Okay,
and this is what people have done against the Cowboys with the double A gap blitz, but Carolina does it a different way. They'll get in like an inverted, wishbone where they'll put the back directly behind Young, and then they'll have the two tight ends on either side. And then when they go play action, they just step the tight ends up, and that's how they protect the front is what they do. So teams, remember I was talking about how teams have taken tight ends and put them up on the line of scrimmage or right behind the centers, the guard, the gap, the sniffer backs. Yeah, and they put those sniffers up there to kind of handle Dallas's in the middle, those double A gap blitzes. I wonder how much of double A gap blitz and we're going to see from Mike Zimmer now that Overshown's hurt. You know, is this something that he's going to go to with Leofau? Is he going to incorporate that now as part of? Does Leofau now become the Overshown player where we see him now? We saw him at Notre Dame have some blitzes.
Timing's good.
He's really good. What's really interesting about him is he's also the way he gets around the ball. When there's been turnovers or ball on the ground, this guy's been involved with the sack and him and Wilson had the sack the other day. So it'd be interested to see how Mike, if teams start playing him where they're going to have those sniffer players, what's his answer for being able to get pressure without going through the middle, if that's how people are thinking about this team here. Okay, this offensive line, like I said, there's kind of bullies to them the way that they play. The scheme puts these offensive tackles on one-on-one a lot of the time. Their offensive line, I felt like that they'll miss some assignments and make assignment mistakes, and that's how people have been kind of getting pressure on them, that all of a sudden it's a twist stunt, it's a movement stunt, it's a linebacker, you know, we didn't pick him up. They've had some problems that, you know, in those games that I was talking about, that they had some free rushers on Young. And so they you know, Dallas has got to find a way. These, like I say, these tackles, about 80-81% one-on-one. And they're kind of big, heavy-footed guys. So need to make sure that quickness, movement, things like that, I think will give this offensive line a little bit trouble that way. So with the offensive line, it
smells like opportunity to me, Brian.
It is an opportunity. I mentioned about Thielen, the wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
And he's had a couple of really nice weeks.
Yeah.
Against Philadelphia.
Top plays.
Yeah, Philadelphia, he had 102 yards. And against Tampa, he had 99 yards. This guy can't run out of sight. He can't. I mean, he just can't run. He can't run. And he never really was a great – the route running was fine, but he never could have that breakaway speed. But he does have enough juice, I think, to kind of shake himself free in some of these routes that they've been running. He's sneaky in the way that he plays, and you have to be alert for him on these crossing routes, as I'm talking about, and then those delays out of bunch formation. They got Kansas City a couple of times where he was kind of holding back. They ran everybody off, and he held at the line. And then the play kind of developed, and then he started running, and nobody went with him. And now he's running in the space by himself. They find a way to get him the football. They've been doing something, too, that's they got Kansas City a couple different times off this. that little pop pass. And, I mean, like they bring a motion guy across, and Kansas City had just huge problems trying to cover the little pop pass. And it's so it's something it's that where we've seen it before with how the Cowboys run it with Turpin, where ball snapped, just boop, bunt it forward, and then now they you take off and running up the field. And another thing I think you need to really, really worry about in this game is Hubbard can catch the ball coming out of the backfield.
Sure can.
Okay. So what happened last week, you know, against Cincinnati?
Chase Brown was their second leading receiver.
Chase Brown killed you on some of those routes and stuff. They'll put Hubbard out. They'll go empty formation, put Hubbard out wide, run him on some routes up the field. They'll put him in the slot, run him some. We saw that with Chase Brown. And I think watching the Cincinnati tape from Monday, that Dave Canales, this crew's like, listen, we could take advantage, especially if they want to put Donovan Wilson in coverage, that maybe that we could take advantage of some of these matchups with Hubbard and see if, in fact, that they can make some plays out of that.
That's another place where you will miss Overshown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the speed's not going to beat you over the top or the big play with the broken tackle. That's fantastic.
I don't think so. I don't think that they're, like to say, they're not. That Cincinnati bunch was a different animal when it came to, and of course the quarterback was a lot different. But like I said earlier, though, guys, this quarterback is playing a lot better, and he's playing with a lot more confidence. And the mobility that we saw at Alabama, where he'd take a snap and if it breaks down, he's now taking off and running.
Right on.
He sees a gap and he's going to go on. So a little bit different matchup this week, but some things you got to worry about.
These Rangers fans are taking off and running for the door. The line was all the way to the Old Globe over there at Choctaw, across the street, but they're filing them in now as the Rangers toy drive has started. It'll go until 7 o'clock. Just bring an unwrapped toy worth $15 to Globe Life Field. Get a ticket for a select 2025 Rangers home game. One ticket per person. While supplies last, you're going to have autographs. And Santa's here. It's a proper holiday party here. Thanks to John and Jacqueline Gray, who joined us last hour, as they are hosting this event for the third year in a row, and it's something that you want to take part of. Get your Rangers offseason vibes. Celebrate the three signings, Berger, Webb, and Evaldi, all in-house. Expecting at least one more reliever sometime in the not-too-distant future, and then one more probably before March. But they added about 30 home runs a year with this Berger guy, heck of a DH, first baseman, and can play third, as Mike Bassick was telling us. But just barely sufficient and adequate there in that department. Okay, when we come back, it's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Well, in honor of Jake Berger, the top 10 best athletes with food names. Who comes to mind for you? That's next in the name.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, live at the Rangers Toy Drive here at the Globe. Join us. Bring a $15 unwrapped toy to Globe Life Field or more, you know, if you're feeling generous, and you'll get a ticket to a 2025 select home game and get some autographs and got Santa out here. Just enter through the Rangers team store there on the north side. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Now here he is, Zach with an H, your Woolly Bully.
Well, Jake Berger, your newest Texas Ranger, is the honoree of our top 10 today. Top 10 best athletes with food names. 877-881-1053. There's a bunch, had a lot on X, formerly known as Twitter, that were reached out. But we do have what seems like it is now official, because you got Shefty, you got Pete Thamel, you got a lot of the beat reporters riding with this, that from Chapel Hill, it's now Chapel Bill, as six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick is finalizing a deal to become the new head coach at North Carolina. Belichick is going to the back to the school where his father apparently served as an assistant coach in the 1950s.
That was at Navy, too.
Amazing. Yeah. I saw one college football reporter, Matt Hayes, said that North Carolina will increase their NIL package for football from $4 million to $20 million in efforts to land Bill Belichick. So this is I'm so excited to see how this plays out for Bill.
Man, poor Mac Brown going with a $4 million budget. No wonder he got canned. Yeah, you know, this is great. And the way college football is going, maybe he can still qualify for the most wins in pro football history.
Hmm. Maybe they end up just carrying over.
Yeah.
Make him, yeah.
Everybody's getting paid. They're selling the team now.
Yeah, do you think the ACC got a little tougher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden, like, that.
He's either going to build a powerhouse or this is going to totally ruin his legacy.
Well, if they come through with the $20 million NIL, that would have put him for this year fourth behind LSU for the most NIL dollars.
And so who's the top ACC team? Is it Florida State?
Top ACC team is Clemson,
at fifth. So they'd have $5 million more to play with than Clemson. Yeah. They could absolutely be running that conference with that kind of budget.
I'm just kind of curious, though, why North Carolina, you know, they might have gone to Jordan Brands. You know, ask Michael Jordan, you know, hey, listen.
Oh, okay.
You know, we know you're on all our apparel. You're the, you know, I think there's five teams that are Jordan brand teams. There's a lot of Nike teams, but you have Michigan, Oklahoma, North Carolina. They probably went to Jordan Brands and said, listen, if you could pony up, you know, another $10 million maybe here, maybe another $5 million, we can land this coach. You know, I think Michael Jordan has enough love for North Carolina that he would try and help him that way.
Brings a lot of visibility to his brand. Might
sure
just
does.
Be a good investment.
Can you see Bill Belichick wearing the hoodie, cut off sleeves,
yes,
but it's got the Jumpman logo in the middle of it?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty sweet. Might be his best hoodie look ever.
This is fun.
This is crazy, dude.
It is nuts. I mean, I really didn't think that this would be serious.
No,
I really thought he would end up back in the National Football
League. It's program building. It's like it's in the league. There's Stephen Jones and people like that that don't want Bill Belichick coaching their team because he wants the control of setting things up. And he's going to go to North Carolina and he's going to set up how they practice, you know, how they travel. He is going to do all that.
He apparently had a 400-page organizational Bible,
exactly,
is what they were
calling it.
That he gave them so that they had a complete understanding of what his vision is and what it's going to be at Chapel Bill. That's greatness.
But then the recruiting side of all of this. And
he's going to have a GM.
I'm sure he'll have people in place. But, like, man, I mean, I know Sark and these coaches still have to be a part of getting out there and meeting parents and families and like that old school way of recruiting to try and get some of these big time kids. Maybe it just now is all about how much money can you pay them.
Right. Imagine his ability to, you know, in his office there at Chapel Hill at Kinnon Stadium there, you know, window open, you know, overlooking, and he's sitting there talking to you about, you know, I coached in the NFL, I coached in Super Bowl when I coached Tom Brady, you know, all of a sudden you're a kid and you're like just sitting in that chair and
football
it just
tour.
Reminds me very much of like when I get the interview with Al Davis.
Right.
You know, you're just sitting there and you're amazed. You're sitting across from this man and you're thinking, okay, how can I go to work for this guy? How can I go and play for this guy? How, you know, that's the kind of thing. His recruiting is he's going to get coaches that will sell this thing, that will do all the legwork.
Right.
He'll be the closer. He'll go in there and close this thing, and I think it's a good thing.
Part of that 400-page organizational Bible was I have my coaching staff,
yeah,
and then I have a complete other staff. There's a general manager,
right,
and then it's all recruiting.
I wonder if Lombardi's going to go work with him.
That'd be interesting.
Mike's doing really well with all his stuff, all his podcasting and things, and speaking,
get back
public
in the game,
speaking. Mike would go be his general manager.
Yeah, hard to say no.
I'm sure Mike wants to go around the country and sit in living rooms of 16-year-olds and
17-year-olds. Eat all the baked ziti and free food, though.
You know, man, just
there you go.
How much you love football. That's the thing.
That's what it is.
How much do you...
These football junkies...
They could build their program, the vision that they have, they could build it at North Carolina. And see, this is one of the great case tests. You know, can you take a program, an NFL program, and make it college football, you know.
And now's the best time that it's ever been, given the landscape for that to succeed,
yeah,
with the money and the NIL. And, I mean, his pitch on McAfee was strong. Like, hey, do you want to go be an NFL player? How many Super Bowls do I have? This is a pipeline to the NFL, just like Saban had going with Alabama.
They can if they don't have a wide receiver, New England never had it a wide receiver, so maybe North Carolina won't have one either. But you can go recruit Eric. You're coaching at Baylor, and I really like your right tackle.
Thank you.
I can go and get your right tackle now.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit there. I don't have to recruit kids. I just go try and steal them in the portal. You know, I go and convince. I back channel this thing to go. I saw they were talking about college players. They used to not be able to sign with agents. Now the agents are talking about, oh, my guy's in the portal. My guy's in the portal. My guy's going here. My guy's going there. You can now back channel this thing with agents, and you could set your team up just like an NFL team if you want. You could go get the best center from Oregon. You could go get the best tight end from, you know, from Ohio State. You could go get the best cornerback from Florida. You could go do all these things now,
yeah,
with the way the NIL and stuff works. In the portal, you don't have to wait around.
They just got to make sure they provide them with the money. And I guess if they're going to go up to $20 million, they're up there. They're playing with the big boys in that case.
I wonder how much SMU got made from. I know they didn't get the money from the ACC stuff. I'd be interested to see how much money they get from being in the playoff.
Yeah,
I wonder what kind of a boost that was for.
Unfortunately, it wasn't a boost. It doesn't seem like it's been a boost for TCU for making the college football championship a few years ago.
I think we're in a different. I know a couple years. You're right. I wonder.
I thought that was going to really, like, TCU would be able to end up. Now they're running the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma leaving. So far, they haven't seemed to really capitalize on that. But maybe for SMU, they're able to do that. Okay, a lot of good text when it comes to best athletes with food names. We've got Jerry Broccoli, who's a football umpire, according to the 817.
Oh, okay.
Coco Crisp.
I haven't heard broccoli on the Zebra Report before, but I'll take your word for it.
Daryl Strawberry.
Dale Strawberry's a really good one.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah, okay, that's
Kool-Aid.
A great one. Do you get more? You get more points, right? If it's like a first name last name combo.
Yeah, more points. Like OJ Mayo, I think is number one on the list.
I mean, somebody texted in Coy Bacon.
Coy Bacon was a defensive lineman back
Bacon.
In the day.
That's pretty amazing.
That's
right
very
there.
Good. Refrigerator Perry from the 214. We've got Darvin Ham, absolutely. Taco Charlton. Jerry Rice.
Hot sauce and one. Oh yeah.
Wow.
And he remember what he put the number one title on Kyrie for the handles. Even hot sauce was
okay.
Like, no, Kyrie is the dude.
Lucius, did you have any to throw in here? Or did we kind of
I sure did. I got one. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, well like done. Yeah. Yes.
One more. Then I'm going to go back to my cubby hole.
No.
Coco Golf.
Oh, Coco Golf.
Strong. Tennis. Yeah. Strong.
Good.
Strong.
Coco Crisp.
Coco Crisp, yep. We got Steph Curry, my buddy Chris Sad of Saz from high school.
That's good.
Like legendary Tolo, Texas.
Didn't see that one coming.
Mia Hamm.
Yep.
Julius Peppers.
Yep.
Spud Webb.
Oh, Spud Webb. Spud named my dog after him.
Spud is a potato?
Spud's a potato. Yeah.
How about Lemon Pepper Lou?
Okay.
That's a nickname.
Yeah.
You it's got a nickname.
I mean, so is Refrigerator Perry, but respect.
So the list, they've got Jell-O Orange.
What?
Hey, I didn't know Jell-O Orange, but it was a Wake Forest defensive end.
Is this really? Fictional or non-fictional?
No, this is true.
That's a double.
Mm. Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Mike Karp.
Yeah.
Marty Fish.
Debatable.
Yeah. Marty Fish is
Marty Fish, that's strong.
Yeah. Catfish Hunter.
Pitcher. Ace. Yankees.
Is that a real name, Catfish?
Yeah.
I think
Alan Champagne.
Alan Champagne.
It's a beverage.
Yeah.
Dijon Thompson. 16 career in the NBA. Bubba Franks, Felix Pye.
Hey, Bubba Franks is really good. That's a great
a good one.
One.
And Bubba Franks, I think he's Tolo, Park lives Frank. In the area.
Felix Pye?
What about Channing Frye?
Yeah.
He spells Frye differently.
I had Charlie Frye on mine.
Okay, I like that.
Irving
that's
Fryer.
That's with an E, though, right?
What?
Yeah, but still Frye.
F-R-Y-E?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I like Fryer, Irving Fryer.
Irving Fryer.
Yeah.
What, Chip Kelly?
Ooh, Chip Kelly's good.
Yeah. Antrell Roll.
Nice.
The knee.
And Billy Bean.
Billy Bean. That's a classic.
What did you do? Did you look all these up or did you have them on memory?
I've been ever since I saw Walchuck's email what the list was going to be today, I was like, I gotta start brainstorming names. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we got Paul Coffey.
Congratulations. Hockey. Oh.
Eli Apple. 817.
Eli Apple.
Good pull.
That's a very, very good one. And the last one here, I don't know if this one's real or not, but Boof Bonzer.
Boof?
Yeah.
Is that cuisine? Yeah, it's Boof.
You tell me.
Wow, this whole time when you were boofing, you were just eating something.
You were eating. It's a way to just go ahead and just, you know, get it in the system.
I guess you kind of are eating something.
You are.
You're ingesting it, I guess, into your bloodstream?
I guess. I don't know. They added it on the list.
With your back mouth. I heard you can get intoxicated that way.
Oh, Sauce Gardner, that's good.
Sauce Gardner's really good.
Kobe Beef Bryant. Well, it's Bean. It's
Bean.
Not beef.
Kobe Bean. Beef Bryant. 817 says Boof is real. So okay. I'm going to Google Boof here because I'm on my own computer, right? So yeah.
I'm not going to read that one. Joey Chestnut, that's good. White Chocolate is a nickname. How about Jerry Stackhouse? But Steakhouse.
Jerry Steakhouse?
Jerry Steakhouse.
Jerry Steakhouse.
See, I wouldn't mind playing the game where we turn people's names, athletes' names, into food names. I think that could be a fun one.
It might have been one guy, but we got flooded with General Booty as well.
General Booty. See, that's just vulgar.
Yeah. It's pretty vulgar.
It's pretty good protein, though.
I appreciate everybody out there that texts that one in.
Betty Spaghetti.
Maybe a pork butt.
There's Carlos Boozer. If you want to just put booze in there. All right, there's a lot coming in. Appreciate everybody. There's your top 10.
There it is. Thank you, Wolchuk. Top 10 at 420 every afternoon here on your home of the Cowboys and Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We're at the Rangers Toy Drive today.
Did we even go down the list?
Rangers Captain's going to be here. Got Holiday Crafts, a face painter. Santa is in the house. The elf on the shelves have been dipping into our house here, and the three-year-old is just delighted. Now, full disclosure, we had like a set of three for Abby one year. I lost all of them, so I had to buy another three.
Imagine
there's a cowboy elf on the shelf, there's a pink one, and there's a red one. Now there's two of them. But what I'm doing is I'm just dropping them around the house with little notes like, hey, I'm here now. And so now she's getting this collection over the last 5 days.
Wow.
And when she spots another one, she just like, oh, my gosh, we got to call Nana. You know, it is absolutely delightful. The holidays with little kids, you can't beat it. Okay. We're going to talk with Nathaniel Lowe. We'll get you the details on what the former manager of Jake Berger said, what the Rangers got. That's coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Well, it's not a proper trip to the ballpark without a hot dog. And good news, the Texas Rangers have some for you. We're at the Rangers Toy Drive here. Chief just made a flyby and just carpet bombed us with dogs right here at the broadcast position, which I love. Okay, so a lot of good stuff to be had here. Unwrapped toy, $15 value, I would say, or more. You bring that to Globe Life Field unwrapped, and you get a ticket to a 2025 Rangers game. One ticket per person while supplies last. Parking lot B, and come in through the Rangers team store that is just right over there. Nathaniel Lowe set to join us here in just a moment on your home of the 2023 World Champion Texas Rangers. And here he is already. Still sporting the mustache, although I think it might have grown into a little bit of a goatee as well.
Sure, yeah.
And joining us now here is, you know, the American League Silver Slugger Award 2022, Gold Glove in 2023, of course, the World Series champion, Nathaniel Lowe. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan, buddy.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
So, I mean, and you had the best presentation at the championship parade as well, I felt. Strike like a Captain Morgan pose in the back of that truck while slamming a beer?
I think that's kind of a blur. I'd love to give you a full
I think that day is like that for all of us.
Yeah. It was just as fun.
As it should have been.
Yeah, right? We got to celebrate. You don't know how many times you get to celebrate something like that. So I made the most of it.
So like 300,000 people can say they got drunk with the Texas Rangers that day.
They deserve it.
They do.
They've been waiting for a long time for a title. So, you get 60 tries. You got to get it right eventually.
Yes, sir. Yes. And we did. It was so glorious. Now, what's it like coming off a season like the team just had? Is it more motivating? Did you just take it in stride as a veteran? What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. Because there's one winner. You get 30 teams and one winner. So when you're stuck in the other 29, like you're pretty motivated to get out there and do something a lot better. And we got a lot of things to do a lot better with this group, but there's definitely promise. And then obviously the motion that we're making the last couple of days is putting us in a good spot.
So do you just get back to work immediately? You take some time off? You can enjoy the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got married a couple weeks ago.
Nice, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, we had a great time. But, no, I don't know. I try and stay away from baseball, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm glued to the TV and watching every postseason pitch. So that's just part of it. But I play some golf. I said I retired from golf, and then I got a tee time Friday. So it's a love-hate there, too. I've been lifting in Fort Worth, and, yeah, it's been nice.
So, I mean, what are we looking at off the tee? 325?
I hope so, yeah. Feet, right?
Yes.
No, your ball speed's unmatched. We all know that.
No. We play with some guys that hit it pretty far.
How much did the group message light up last night when you got the Evaldi news?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, we know our group chat's not like crazy active, but when something like that happens, yeah, some guys start popping off.
Is there one person that tries to get it stirred up more than anyone else?
No, not in specific. It just depends like what it's relevant to.
Yeah.
Which Ranger teammate impressed you most on the dance floor at your wedding?
Jonah was the only one there. We had a tiny wedding.
Okay.
I've known Jonah for a very long time, so yeah. No offense to the guys. There's nobody that I didn't want to invite, but we kept it very close.
I don't imagine Jonah being much of a dancer either, you know? I mean, that's just my guess.
You got to kind of, like, put your fingers on his face to get him to smile. So, the dance moves aren't, like, crazy. But, I mean, there's a little rhythm.
Are you pumped for the new moves with Higashioka at catcher and now Burger, which is a fantastic name? We just did a top 10 of best athletes with food names.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it fits, doesn't it?
It does.
But all the additions seem like they're going to help the lineup. Yeah. So it's something to get excited about, obviously. Evo's really good to come back for us, and we're excited about that. But, yeah, the additions we've made so far, I feel like they're heading to the right direction.
It's Nathaniel Lowe here with us. Let me just ask an open-ended question. There is so much media coverage of your situation. How do you take all that in?
As far as I know, I got a job today.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, I'm unemployed now, but as far as spring training goes, I'll have a job. But, the way the crunch goes, when you get further along in your career, if you get more expensive, then – ideally, somebody else would like to pay for my services. And if that's not here, I've got nothing but good things to say about the last 4 years that I've gotten to wear this uniform. I've gotten so much out of my experience here. But I think that Burger in the lineup with me could be a pretty good move, too.
Yeah, we agree. Yeah. I mean, and you're one of our favorites. We don't want you going anywhere. We want you a Ranger for life.
I love it here.
I do got to ask you, and we've heard the pitching perspective from this, the golden at bat rule. What do you think?
No.
It's like the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
It's terrible.
So why is it so terrible?
It's terrible. I mean, like, I don't know. You guys watch games. Do you want to go tell Corey that he's supposed to take an at-bat, like, in the dugout? Like, he's having his time in the dugout. But from the whole thing, like, what if somebody gets hurt? You know, you've been sitting still. You've had an at-bat 2 innings ago, so you're not coming up for any time soon. And by the way, bam, throw you in there against in the biggest situation of the game. Like, it just doesn't make sense because I think baseball is such a rhythmic sport. There's an ebb and flow to offense and defense, and if you just kind of disrupt that by throwing a random batter in there, like, what are we doing?
Could I throw one counter? What about pinch hitting?
Yeah, but pinch hitters are preparing all day for that at bat, or at least you should be.
That's amazing player perspective. I don't think we ever thought about that as much as we talked about it.
And disrupting the routine and everything that's going on there.
Oh, yeah. Because, like, say a guy's not starting, and you know that the lefty's going to be done in a couple innings, and you're a left-handed hitter that's supposed to hit the righty coming in. Two innings before, you're moving around in the cage. You're rolling on the foam roller. Somebody's sets in there, feeding balls in the machine. You're hitting flips, and then you have an idea in the lineup where your spot's going to be. So that's rhythm, too. And if you just throw that out by saying, hey, number two batter, you're going to hit sixth with somebody on base or whoever the batter is, like, I don't know, just throw the whole thing off.
What's your favorite spot in the lineup?
Ooh.
I mean, I like hitting third. I like hitting third, but there's a big target hitting third. And, you know, like, it's just however you fit in and however you get the most at-bats with runners on base, that's a spot where you want to hit.
Nathaniel Lowe here with us here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. So when it's arbitration time, we always hear stories in the media of how it can get, you know, like contentious or whatever. Do you like to mix it up? Are you like a confrontational kind of guy, or do you just let your agent handle everything?
No. I let my agent do it. That's what I pay him for. Yeah. You know, I can't legally sit in the same room as okay. You know, that. Well, I mean, legally I could, but I'm not qualified like he is to take care of that.
So what are your goals for the offseason? What are you working on? What's your approach?
I'm getting stronger. I need to get faster. I need to continue to improve to hit for more power. That's it, you know, because we'll take hits how they come. I don't see the average really going anywhere, and I think as I hit for more power, the average will continue to improve. But obviously that's the glaring hole in my game, in my opinion, even though, like, in the grand scheme of things, I'm putting together pretty good seasons here and there. I'm regressing in a little sense, but I think there's a lot of room for power potential.
What do you think's the regression?
I mean, you can look it up in the stat line. Less doubles, less homers. But I got less at-bats this past season. So it could all be relative, and maybe the 60 at-bats that I missed out on, I hit 4 or 5 homers, and all of a sudden we're not saying anything about it. But results are results, and I need to post better results.
So when there's hitting coaching changes, how does that impact you?
I got to meet Justin on Monday, come up to the stadium and hit. And it just depends on the relationship that you can form with them. You have to be able to realize, like, we're going to be together for 6 months straight. So you can't fix it all in one day, but you can definitely start to guide things in the right direction. We need to work together because the player's your best coach. You're your best coach. But you need a coach that's going to be able to influence you to get the most out of yourself.
Have you ever been a part of a team that had so much hitting talent that struggled to produce runs last year?
No. No, and yeah, you know, it was like you guys saw it. The fans saw it. It felt like there wasn't rhythm. I was just at fault as far as anybody else was. Like, could have done a better job keeping the at-bats moving and getting more guys to the plate. But, you know, over the whole season, we were not nearly as good as we could have been.
How much more fresh do you feel like now physically and mentally with just kind of a normal off-season compared to last year?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Big difference.
And then, you know, like, you get married, you get settled into a house, like, you start to grow up a little bit and realize, like, all right, I'm here to do my job. You know, you start paying more attention to what's going on in front of you instead of what's going on all over the place. So it's been really nice. Yeah, it's been really nice.
Which weight room movement have you improved the most on?
Which weight room movement?
You've been getting after it.
Yeah,
man.
Probably pulling down. Pulling down's a new one. I'm not very good at pull-ups, but I made it a point this winter to address, like, I want to get better at pull-ups.
That's an important lift for power in baseball?
Oh, yeah, because your lats turn your spine.
Okay.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. I mean, you can tell me Barry Bonds couldn't do 30 pull-ups.
I believe it could.
I mean, look at the size of that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I get there's extracurriculars, but those are for real muscles.
Still impressive.
Oh, yeah.
The triceps important?
Triceps are important. You got to get extended through the ball.
Yeah.
And it looks better under the jersey. You don't have to take as much in. And then, like, come July, August, when you're, like, watching it get a little tighter in your midsection and looser in your arms, you don't have to ask the tailor to, like, tighten it up again. Yeah. So, yeah, triceps
are better. That's a veteran pro tip right there.
Well, dude, you are classic. Thank you so much for what you've done for the team and on the air with us here over the years. We can't wait to see the announcement of Big Deal.
Yeah.
Thanks
salute
for
to you.
Me on, guys.
There he goes. Nathaniel Lowe here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Globe. The Rangers Toy Drive, hosted by John and Jacqueline Gray, is on. It goes until 7 o'clock. Just bring a $15 toy. You're You're going to get in. You're going to enjoy the autographs and the fellowship with all the guys here. And Bassick's going to be in signing autographs. I mean, this is a cool deal. And we love being here every single year. 3 hours down, two to go. We're coming back with an addition of the finest, Chief. Where are we heading?
The NFL's Iron Man is a local legend, and the slottiest dude in the league is as well.